talking about the things that you see, quite recently I was helping out the Leeds Liverpool Canal Society on their big restored canal boat called Kennet, and the Canal and Rivers Trust had organised a poetry workshop. My wife and I were actually just down to provide assistance and cups of tea and everything for people that came along. But in the end, I got roped into the workshop, and to my surprise, ended up writing a poem. And the brief that the lady running the show was something significant, maybe related to water, that has happened in your life. And it just suddenly occurred to me that there was one incident that happened at Halley Bay that did fill that particular niche, and it was something that I had never explored myself until that moment. Basically, two of the lads were going out with half a team each with little training sledges, at a time where the weather was a bit inclement. It had been blowing from the base out over the sea ice for about three days, and beyond the sea ice there was quite a wide inshore lead, and I had quite an argument with the two of them before they went about not going down onto the sea ice, because I thought it might be a bit dangerous, because when you get a wind blowing across open water, it generates a current. Mm-hmm. And later on that day, the radio operator came back without the other guy. They'd separated at the head of the bay, and Neville had gone down onto the sea ice. And the radio operator had assumed that Neville had gone round another way and was already back on base. It was at a time when it got dark around about 4:30, and the wind was rising, and with it the drift. So we mounted a quick rescue search with me on the front of 100 foot of climbing rope, which was securely attached to one of the tractors. By this time, it was dark, and we headed out from base on a compass bearing, and I suddenly realised I could hear the sound of water in a part that normally there was just ice. And I made my way back along the rope and said to the base leader, "I think the sea ice has gone out." And the following morning we mounted a full search, a square search of the whole area that went out about 10 miles right round the base, in case Neville had come back and missed us in the drift. But no trace of him was ever found. We found my footprints of my previous evening's activity ablated, that is, they were raised above the surface where the softer snow had been blown away, but the pressure of my feet had compressed the snow, so you got this uncanny set of footprints, and my footprints ended 5 feet from the edge of the cliff. It was one of those moments for me when I realised you cannot be your brother's keeper. You can only say to somebody, "I think it's dangerous," and somebody else, the other person has to make his own value judgement. But when you consider there were only 24 of us on base, and suddenly not only was Neville not there, but there was no body to grieve over either, because he just disappeared. So after 3 days we searching, we decided that he had gone. So we did what a lot of service units do in that situation. We got out a few bottles of beer and got drunk, and then got on with the rest of our work for the rest of the year. But it's something I'd never really spoken about until that moment. So that poem is the encapsulation of exactly what happened.